You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. And now we'll travel north across the Golden Gate Bridge to meet one young musician whose career was transformed by a chance meeting at his local hardware store. Matt Jaffe was in high school when he ran into one of his musical idols, Jerry Harrison, from the band The Talking Heads.
I'm told I sort of looked like a ghost. Yeah, I looked like I had seen a ghost when I saw him.
And as it turns out, Jerry Harrison,
who was there, keyboardist and guitar player, lives in the same town as I do, Mill Valley. And after a few more chance encounters, including him seeing me perform a few more times, he suggested that we work together.
Jaffe recently recorded his first album with his band, The Distractions. Now he's taking time off from college for a national tour. But first he spoke with us for this segment of Bay Area Beats.
This song is called Young Enough.
Are you ready for your midlife crisis? Are you ready for your dream?
My name is Matt Jaffe. I'm a 19-year-old singer-songwriter based in the San Francisco Bay Area. I front a band called Matt Jaffe and the Distractions. In a sense, the way I built this group is based on Elvis Costello's band. Not surprisingly, perhaps, given that he is Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
How am I young enough to have no purpose? How am I young enough to be blind? How am I young enough to still be worthless, but old enough to lose my mind?
Around the age of 9 or 10, I found this old sort of janky little classical guitar that my sister had sort of discarded years earlier. And probably in trying to procrastinate from practicing violin, I ended up teaching myself some very basic guitar. And after having the influence of bands like Talking Heads and the Rolling Stones, I started writing songs and performing them around the age of 11.
When I left California, I could barely touch my toes. No matter how they warn you, that's just how the story goes. Now I'm one quarter short of the payphone out back, and I'm trying to find my way on a torn and tattered map. She said write a song about me, but I'd rather write about the road.
That song, Write a Song About Me, was written through the lens of a failed relationship on the East Coast. But that was being sort of used as a prism for all the expectations of, you know, leaving home and family, home state, hometown, and, you know, expecting this great big world, and then arriving there and realizing that, oh, I sort of like where I come from.
First time I saw her, she was lying in the grass. We both agreed we could forget about the past. I had just come from the embryonic west. I thought life was a joke, she thought it was a test. Everything was stable, that's when it's most likely to explode.
My favorite line in the song is, everything was stable, that's when it's most likely to explode. That sums it up.
She said write a song about me, but I'd rather write about the road.
There has been this push to be taken seriously, and I do think that a band helps, because when you have demonstrated that you've gotten other people to perform your music, or, you know, someone like Jerry Harrison to produce your music, that's huge. People say, you know, oh, this isn't just a kid who's been, you know, trying to figure out how to play a C chord in his bedroom. You know, we are hooligans on some level, but, you know, we're also trying to say something serious and real that we want people to engage with.
The backs of our eyelids have monitors that show us pictures.
I'm sure only someone who has never really toured would look forward to this, but I think all of us are sort of looking forward to, you know, going through some of the, you know, the trials and tribulations of a touring band, you know, whether it's having to, you know, pull off the side of the road and sleep there that night, or, you know, eating PB&Js for 5 days in a row. I just have to close my eyes. I'm proud of our identity as, you know, Bay Area born and bred, and perhaps how we play now is only like 50% of our actual potential, and once we get out of the area, we'll just be incredible. No, I'm kidding, of course, but that would be funny.